借主耶稣全圣的爱已经浇灌在我们的心里。
Thanks to the Lord, He's all victorious love now filled us.
他还要一直的做工，直到我们全心诚爱。
He will work until we are filled in love.
我们请一起读《哥林多前书》第十四章第一节。
Let us read together 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
我们一起来读。
Together.
你们要追求爱，也要切慕属灵的恩赐，其中更要切慕的是做先知讲道。那这一节经节里面讲到有三个方面。
So in this verse, it talks about three things.
一个要追求爱。
First, to pursue love.
要切慕属灵的恩赐。
And then desire for spiritual gifts.
还要切慕做先知讲道。
Especially that you may prophesy.
那我们在哥林多前书十三章第三节曾经读到说，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱。
First Corinthians 13, it says, but now faith, hope, and love.
那其中最大的是爱。
In all these three, the greatest one is love.
他这边第一个叫我们说要追求爱。
So first, it asks us to go pursue for love.
但是我们怎么来追求爱呢？
So how do you pursue love?
在约翰一书第四章第十节和第十一节。
In 1 John chapter 4, verse 10 and 11.
这边告诉我们说，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
He said that it's not because we love God, but He first loved us.
他差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins.
这就是爱了。
Behold, that is love.
弟兄姐妹，不是我们能够爱神。
Brothers and sisters, it's not that how we can love God,
是神爱我们,
but how He loves us.
在这边告诉我们说是神爱我们爱到一个地步。
It says that here, He loves us until a level,
他差他的儿子来到地上,
that He sent for us His only Son,
为我们的罪做挽回祭,
so that He can be the sacrifice for our sins.
是我们的主爱我们。
It's the Lord who loves us.
他在十字架上付了最重的代价。
That on the cross, He paid the price.
为我们买我们回来归给他。
So that we may be redeemed.
在我们年轻的时候
When I was younger,
有一位非常属灵年长的姊妹。
There was a very spiritual elderly sister.
她带领我们这些年轻人。
She brought these youngsters.
啊，有一次她告诉我们一件事情。
One time she told us this.
他说他常常向自己传福音。
And she said that I often preach the gospel to myself.
那时候我们都觉得很讶异。
And at that time we were amazed.
老姊妹已经这么属灵了。
We said, she is so spiritual already.
她传讲真理这么清楚。
And how she knows the truth so clearly.
她怎么还向自己传福音呢？
Why does she need to preach the gospel to herself?
她告诉我们说她常常向自己传福音。
And she said, I often preach to myself.
传到一个地步
Until to a point,
他完全的能够相信
that I may believe completely,
主耶稣是爱他的
that Jesus loves me,
主是为他舍了每一滴的宝血
that Jesus gave His blood for me,
啊、直到他被主的爱来充满
Until she gets filled by His love.
弟兄姐妹，不是我们能够爱神
Brothers and sisters, it's not how we can love God.
真的是神爱我们
But it's how He loves us.
我们是不是真的完全的相信
You truly believe that?
有许多人当环境顺利的时候
A lot of people when things go well
当主在各样的事情上帮助他的时候
When the Lord blessed him in all things
可能你会说主我感谢你你实在是爱我
At that time you say Thank Lord you love me
但是当遇见了一些难处
But when things are rough
环境的困难
When things are challenging
好像祷告主也没有垂听
When you feel that your prayers are not heard
是不是有人开始说主你是不是爱我的
Are you there to say, God, do you really love me?
你真的爱我吗？
Do you really love me?
为什么有这么多的难处临到我的身上？
If you love me, why is it so rough?
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们也向自己来传福音。
We need to learn to preach to ourselves.
主爱我们。
That our Lord loves us.
那个爱是牺牲的爱。
That is sacrificial love.
那个爱是全胜的爱。
The overcoming, victorious love.
那个爱是永远不改变的爱。
Love.That never changes.
超过我们的感觉
Love that higher than your feeling.
他一直爱我们就爱我们到底
He will love you until the end.
14章第一节告诉我们要追求爱。
14:1 says, go pursue love.
我们如何来追求爱呢？
How do we go pursue love then?
弟兄姐妹，我们就来到神的面前。
Brothers and sisters, you need to come before the Lord.
让他的爱充满在我们的里面。
So that you get to be filled by his love.
直到我们全心诚爱。
Then you will become love.
然后从我们的里面，我们能够向主说，主耶稣我爱你。
Then from inside of you, you get to say, Oh Lord, I love you.
我们知道这个爱是一个回流的爱。
Then you know that this is the love of return.
因为被他的爱充满。
Because you are first filled by his love.
我们说耶稣耶稣我的性命。
And then you said, Jesus, Jesus, my life.
哎呀，我们日念千遍不住。
That I wouldproclaim thousands and thousands times.
耶稣耶稣。
That Jesus and Jesus.
啊、当我们跟主说主耶稣我爱你，
When you tell Jesus that you love him,
你知道主的心何等的满足。
Don't you know how happy he is?
那这个回流的爱，
And this love of return,
会带下更多圣灵把他的爱浇灌在我们的里面，
will only bring forth even more love back to you.
因此我们来擘饼纪念主。
So every time when we break bread and remember the Lord,
我们在那里向主感谢，
When we thank him,
向他赞美，
When we praise him,
这都是用我们全心全人把我们的爱来献给他。
That's part of you showing how you love him back.
如何追求爱呢？
So how do we pursue love then?
让他的爱来充满。
You first need to be filled by his love.
让我们里面有回流的爱来献给他。
Then you get to love him back.
约翰一书四章第十一节，
First John Chapter 4, 10 and 11.
然后说亲爱的弟兄啊，
He said then, Dear brethren,
神既是这样爱我们，
That God so loved us,
我们也当彼此相爱，
That we also ought to love one another.
当我们知道神这么爱我们，
When we know that how God so loved us,
主给我们一个新的命令，
When our Lord now gives us this new command,
是要我们彼此相爱。
Us to love one another.
因为爱是从神来的。
Because love comes from God.
弟兄姐妹，在我们里面，我们都会承认。
Brothers and sisters, I think we all know.
我们没有办法达到主那样的一个标准。
That we can never be like him.
他说他怎么样爱我们，我们也要怎样彼此相爱。
In the verse it says that so God loved us, we also ought to love one another.
在天然人的里面没有这样的爱。
In our natural life, we can't love like that.
感谢主，神这样爱我们。
But thanks to the Lord that He first so loved us.
他把他的爱充满在我们的里面。
When He now filled us with His love,
我们也当彼此相爱。
And now we get to love one another.
当我们交通到要追求爱。
So when we talked about to go pursue love,
今天爱在我们的里面。
When love is in you.
这个爱必须让它能够流露出来。
Then now you get to flow out this love.
你发现说很多东西你给了就缺少了。
A lot of times you realize that when you start giving, then you don't have it no more.
但是爱越给是越多的。
But I tell you that love on the other hand, if you give it out, you get some more.
圣经告诉我们说给人的必有给你们的。
The Bible says whatever is given to you, there will be more.
当你愿意把我们自己舍下来，
It is when you are willing to give yourself up.
当你愿意彼此相爱，
When you're willing to love one another.
很多时候是需要放下自己天然的感觉。
A lot of times that requires you to put down your emotion, your feelings.
因为彼此相爱，所以你能够彼此饶恕。
Because you love one another, so now you can forgive one another.
你都彼此接纳。
Then you can accept one another.
这些都是越过我们天然人许多的感觉。
All these are higher than our emotion.
但是当你愿意，
But it's when you're willing to do it.
让这个爱从我们里面能够出去。
When you're willing to give out this love.
你就发现说爱越给是越多的。
And you realize that when you give out some more, you get even more back.
越给是越丰富的。
The more you give, the more feeling you become.
从来不会说你把爱给给给你就给穷了。
If there's never a saying that says if you love so much then you have no more.
我们彼此相爱是因为神先爱了我们。
So it says here we need to love one another because he first loved us.
弟兄姐妹追求爱。
Brothers and sisters, pursue love.
要让这个爱从我们里面能够出去。
So that now you can give.
不是在言语舌头上。
Not just by words.
那今天在我们日常的生活，在我们的行动。
But it's in our daily living, in our action.
很多时候你就发现说，那个爱的流露是非常非常的自然。
And you know that it can become a natural thing.
有时候你能够爱，过去你不能爱的。
Now maybe you can love someone you didn't want to love before.
我们说主，我感谢你。
So you praise the Lord.
因为这个爱是从神来的。
Because you know that love comes from God.
能够饶恕过去不能饶恕的。
Maybe now you can forgive someone you couldn't forgive before.
我们里面都要满了感恩的心。
But do it with a part of thankfulness.
不是我们能够做到。
Because now you can do it.
实在是神他爱我们。
Because he first loves you.
有些弟兄姐妹他们愿意给。
Some brothers and sisters, you're willing to give.
愿意付出。
You're willing to pay.
你知道说这都是非常感谢主的事情。
I tell you, you have to do it with a heart of thankfulness.
在我们家礼拜五是年轻人，他们每个礼拜五都在我们家聚会。
In my household, every Friday, the teenagers come gather at our house.
就说十几二十个年轻人，他们要吃的东西其实是蛮多的。
15, 20 people, they come, they eat quite a bit, you know.
啊，过去刚开始的时候呢，都是我主要都是我在负责这个准备饭食。
In the beginning, I was the one in charge of putting together the food.
在翠园买了一个很大的锅子。
So then I bought a big pot.
哎，那慢慢的呢，年轻人他们开始说，我们也愿意学习一起来做。
And then very slowly, the youngsters they said that we want to help.
那有时候这个礼拜五下午啊，就看见说那个桌饭桌上那个台子上三四个这个 iPad 在那里。
So there are times in the afternoon of Friday, you see two or four iPads in the kitchen.
每一个人都盯着说，哎，有一个什么 YouTube 啊，教他怎么做这个菜，有的是学那个菜。
Each one of them is now looking at YouTube. This is how I cook. That's how I should cook.
啊，虽然有的时候搞得厨房是乱七八糟的。
Even though sometimes they made a mess out of my kitchen.
他们做出来的就是一点点。
They come, if the food come out is only a little.
但是你看见说这些年轻人他们有心啊。
Yet you see that they're trying.
他们开始愿意摆上。
They're willing to offer.
那这是蒙福的。
How blessed are they?
给人的就必有给你们的。
Because if you give, then there is some left for you.
你就看见他们在做的时候，他们生命也成长。
You can see that when they do, then they gain.
当然菜也越做的越好吃。
And then the food gets better and better.
爱是要让它流露出去的。
Love requires you to first give it out.
神不是说他只是一个爱念，或者说他就是爱，他爱我们。
God didn't say that he just loved us.
他的爱是有行动的。
His love comes with action.
他的爱会给他的儿子。
He gives his love to his son.
主爱我们。
And our Lord loves us.
他的爱会给他的性命。
So that he gave us his life.
神爱的我们的大爱。
This great love from God.
今天圣灵将基督的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
Today it comes to us through the Holy Spirit.
当我们领受了。
When you receive this Spirit.
我们向主有一个回应，有一个回流的爱。
Now we get to love him back.
我们说主耶稣我爱你。
So we now get to say Jesus I love you.
弟兄姐妹，你如何追求爱？
Brothers and sisters, how do you pursue love?
有一个非常直接的一条路。
There is a really direct way.
我们来到主的面前。
Is that you come to the Lord.
你相信主爱你。
When you believe that he loves you.
主，我感谢你。
And when you thank him.
你爱我。
Thanking him for loving you.
你爱我。
How he loves you.
好，我们心打开，让他的爱充满在我们的里面。
And all you got to do is just open up your heart and he will fill you with love.
全圣的爱已经浇灌在我们心里。
His victorious love has now filled you.
然后我们向主说，主耶稣，我爱你。
And now you got to come back to him and say, Jesus, I love you.
爱是最短的路程。
Love is the shortest way.
我们直接就来到主的面前。
So now today, come before the Lord.
神何等的欢喜他的儿女们来亲近他。
Wants to see his children coming to him.
来向他说，主我爱你。
Coming to him and saying that, Oh Lord, I love you.
我相信在我们当中所有的父母。
I believe that all the parents among us.
我们爱我们的儿女。
That we love our children.
你愿意为他做许许多多的事情。
And are willing to do everything for them.
有一个弟兄，孩子还没生出来。
There's a brother, before the child was born.
他妻子怀孕了，他就开始预备各样各样的东西。
Wife was pregnant, he was preparing a lot of things for the baby.
父母就开始考虑以后学区要在哪里。
The parents start thinking about what school district is better.
但是当孩子慢慢长大了
But when the child starts growing up,
如果有一天你的孩子
one day if that child
来到你的面前
come before you,
说爸爸妈妈我爱你
and all that child said was, Dad and Mom, I love you.
我想父母的心是最满足的
then I think that's all the parents could ever ask for.
弟兄姐妹如何来追求爱呢
So brothers and sisters, how do we pursue love then?
盼望我们彼此勉励
I hope that we get to encourage one another.
神爱我们
God so loved.
他渴望我们来亲近他
And he desired for us to come close to him.
他渴望我们真的是被他的爱充满
He desired to fill us with his love.
然后有许多回流的爱能够来献给他。
So that you guys get to love him back.
今天我们不是只是来领受他的爱。
But today we are here to more than just receive this love.
如果我们光是接受
Oh, if all we do is take.
你发现他还是非常的有限的。
Then you know that it is still too limited.
你要让这个爱从我们身上能够流露出去。
What you need to do is also let it flow out through you.
就告诉我们要彼此相爱。
The Lord asks us to love one another.
当你真的愿意把爱流露出去。
You're willing to share and spread this love.
发现说这个爱是越来越多的，越来越丰富的。
Then you realize that this love never stops.
源源不绝的从里面涌流。
Endless love floating through you.
感谢主。那第二个呢？他讲到说要切慕属灵的恩赐。
Secondly, he said desire earnestly spiritual gifts.
我们在灵前十二章，他讲到有各样属灵的恩赐。
First Corinthians chapter 12, we talk about all the different spiritual gifts.
圣灵随己意，他把这些恩赐呢，来赐给教会。
The Spirit through His will flow to us the spiritual gifts.
那我们说，因着信，我们得着了写下的权利。
And now through faith, now we have the power.
那每一样的恩赐
，and all the spiritual gifts,
它有一个目的
，has one purpose,
是为着教会。被建造起来
The purpose is to edify the church.
是为着别人能够得着益处的
The goal of the gift is to benefit others.
恩赐不是叫我们自己来享受的
The spiritual gifts are not made for you.
恩赐不是叫一个人他说我有这个恩赐所以他就好像高人一等
The spiritual gift is not for you to boast because you have the spiritual gift.
所以十二章他讲到有各样属灵的恩赐。
So in chapter 12, we talk about the various different types of gifts.
当我们读到十三章的时候
But now when we get to chapter 13,
特别就讲到爱。
Talk about love.
那的确爱是永不止息的。
And in fact, love never ends.
他讲到各样的恩赐呢
When he talked about the different spiritual gifts,
有一天会停止的。
One day that gift could stop.
有一天它会归于无有的
One day these gifts could disappear.
所以十三章特别我们说这是爱的一章
So that's why chapter 13 comes after it. This is the chapter of love.
爱是永不止息的
Because love never ends.
如今长存的有信有望有爱其中最大的是爱
says, But now faith, hope, love abide these three, but the greatest one is love.
这是保罗告诉我们一个更妙的道路更妙的道
The mysterious way that Paul has now revealed to us.
所以开始就要追求爱。
So that's why we start with pursuing love.
但他也告诉我们要切慕属灵的恩赐。
Yet still desire spiritual gifts.
那我们在读圣经的时候
And when we read the Bible.
如果你读英文的他那个恩赐是 gifts.
If you read the English version, these are spiritual gifts.
那 gifts 呢他有时候打了一个括号。
After gifts, sometimes it has a parenthesis.
那中文呢，可能下面有点点点的。
The Chinese version is different.
也就是讲到说，在原来的圣经原文的里面呢，它没有这恩赐的字的。
That means that in the original transcript, the word gift was not there.
是加上去的。
It was added later.
他说，你们要切慕属灵。
He said then, yet desire earnestly spiritual.
如果我们想到哥林多前书第一章 第五节
So if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 5
保罗他面对这些哥林多的弟兄姐妹们
Paul is addressing the church of Corinth
他告诉他们说因你们在他里面凡事富足
That in everything you were enriched in him
口才知识都全备
In all speech and in all knowledge.
他说正如我为基督做的见证在你们心里得以坚固，他下面讲到说以致你们在恩赐上没有一样不及人的。
Paul said, even as the testimony concerning Christ was being confirmed in you, so that you are not lacking in any gift.
在这里好像保罗在称赞哥林多的弟兄姐妹们。
This sure sounds like Paul is congratulating
the church of Corinth. 的口才知识都是全备的。
You have all speech and all knowledge.
你们的恩赐没有一样是不及人的。
And you're not lacking any gift.
弟兄姐妹，当我们如果有保罗这样的称赞，你会说那这个教会呢一定是第一等的教会。
Now, brothers and sisters, if Paul talks about our church like that, then you would think that our church is number one in the world.
哎呀，口才知识都是全备的。
All speech and all knowledge.
还有各样的恩赐没有一样不及人的。
Not lacking any gift.
那这不是第一个教会还能够排第二吗？
Wouldn't that be the top church in this world? Why would it be even number two?
但是在第三章
But now in chapter 3,
保罗仍然是对着这班弟兄姐妹们
Keep in mind, Paul is still addressing his brothers and sisters in church of Corinth.
他说弟兄们
He said, and I, brethren,
我从前对你们说话
When I speak to you before,
他说不能把你们当作属灵的
I cannot even speak to you as spiritual man.
只得把你们当作属肉体的
But as to only men of flesh,
所以从这边我们看见哥林多教会他们有各样的恩赐。
So in chapter 3, you know that even though the church of Corinth, they have a lot of spiritual gifts.
好像在这个方面他们是并没有太多你需要担心他的或者说叫他再多求一些的。
In fact, according to spiritual gifts, they're not lacking any.
但他们却不属灵。
Yet, they're not spiritual men.
他们是属肉体的。
They are only men of flesh.
他们在基督里呢是做婴孩的。
In Christ, they're counted only as infants.
保罗说我只能给你们喂奶。
So then Paul said, I now can only give you milk to drink.
不能用饭来喂你们。
Not solid food.
奶是母亲她吃了以后呢经过消化然后呢喂给婴孩的。
Milk that's coming from the nursing mother, so that mom can eat the food and pass on the nutrition to the baby.
婴孩他们不能直接来领受。
Infants, they cannot absorb the nutrition naturally.
他们只能吃奶，不能吃饭，不能吃干粮。
Get it through milk, not solid food.
弟兄姐妹，当我们认识到哥林多教会的情形
Brothers and sisters, when we truly know the conditions of the Church of Corinth,
有各样的恩赐
how they're filled with spiritual gifts,
但是却不属灵
but yet, they're not spiritual.
所以回到第十四章
So if you now come back to chapter 14,
保罗告诉他们你们要切慕属灵
that you need to desire a spirit,
要成为属灵的
so that you can become spiritual.
否则有知识有口才
Otherwise, with speech, with knowledge,
有恩赐
with gifts,
但是不过是婴孩
Still, you're just an infant.
所以弟兄姐妹在这边我们看见
So brothers and sisters, from here we can see
是的全身的爱浇灌在我们的心里
That yes, we first need to be filled by the victorious love.
那这个爱是全身的爱
This is the all-inclusive,Victorious love.
那这个爱在我们的里面要做神的工作。
And this is the love that can help us do work.
我们要接那锻炼的火。
So that we can now take on the fire of trial.
我们要让焚烧的灵在我们的里面烧去我们所有的悲情下子。
So that now we may receive the burning spirit to burn all the dross in us.
他的爱是积极的爱。
His love is the love of encouragement.
要把我们爱到他永远旨意的里面。
So that he can bring us into his will through his love.
那今天这个爱在我们的身上。
And now, this is the love that we have.
是的，烧掉我们一切不属于主的。
Yes, let it burn all the things that don't belong to the Lord.
在我们的里面来改变我们。
So that he can also transform us from within.
要我们属灵。
So that we get to be spirit.
叫我们不再是做婴孩的。
So that we no longer are infants.
我们能够长大成人。
We get to grow up and be mature.
你们要追求爱。
And that you need to pursue love.
也要切慕属灵。
And yet desire the spirit.
我们真是愿意来到主的面前。
So let us come before the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们彼此勉励。
Brothers and sisters, encourage one another.
我们切慕成为一个属灵的人。
Have a desire to be a spiritual person.
不是一个婴孩的情形。
Not just being happy being an infant.
使得各样的恩赐，今天神赐给他的儿女。
Yes, we know that the spiritual gifts are now given to his children.
为着他的教会被建造起来。
So that his children can build up the church.
有一些人读到十三章。
Some people, when they read chapter 13,
他说这些恩赐有一天都止息了。
They said that this, yes, this spiritual gifts one day it will stop.
哎，归于无有了。
It will be nothing.
好像今天也不需要。
Maybe you don't even need it today.
但是我们要知道，今天是教会正在建造的时刻。
Carried today is the church of edification.
那今天各样的恩赐，好像当我们在建造之后需要各样的工具。
Today, when we're building up this church, we need these tools.
等到有一天工程完工了
，so that one day the construction can be completed.
然后你说现在这些工具不需要了。
And when that day comes, you may say that we no longer need those tools.
爱才是永不止息的。
I tell you, that's why love never ends.
但是今天是建造的日子。
But I tell you, we're not at that day yet. We're still building.
但是这边特别让我们认识到说，使得我们需要。各样属灵的恩赐。
So here it reminds us that we do need those spiritual gifts today.
但是我们这些人是不是属灵的人呢？
But yes, with those gifts, that doesn't mean that you are spiritual.
弟兄姐妹，我们求圣灵在我们里面做人手所不能做的工作。
Brothers and sisters, that's why we ask the Spirit to do work that cannot be done by human hands.
我们求这全身的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
Ask first that we will be filled by this victorious love.
我们要接锻炼的火。
So that we can then take on the fire of trial.
在我们里面来焚烧。
So that we may get burned.
除掉他不喜悦的。
And to burn away all those things that the Lord doesn't like.
除掉不属于主的。
To burn away all the things that don't belong to Christ.
圣灵能够改变我们。
I tell you, the Spirit can transform us.
那第三个，他讲到更要切慕的是做先知。讲道。
Thirdly, it says we should have desire to prophesy.
14章第三节，他说做先知讲道的是对人说。
1 Corinthians 14:3 it says, but one who prophesies speaks to man.
要造就、安慰、劝勉人。
For edification and exhortation and consolation.
他说说方言是造就自己。
One who speaks in a tongue edifies himself.
做先知讲道的乃是造就教会。
But one who prophesies edifies the church.
第五节保罗说我愿意你们都说方言。
And then Paul says in verse 5, now I wish that you all spoke in tongues.
更愿意你们做先知讲道。
Even more that you would prophesy.
所以更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。
Greater ones are the ones who prophesies.
那先知讲道呢？他第一个讲到要造就。
So to prophesy to is to edify.
让人被建造起来。
So that people can get built up.
里面充满了信心。
So that people can be built with faith.
在真理上，我们能够扎根在基督里面。
So that one can put their foundation in faith.
他讲到要安慰人。
That person is also to console.
叫人能够认识神爱我们的大爱。
To comfort so that people can recognize how God loves us.
永远不改变的爱。
This never changing love.
要劝勉人。
Also is to exhort.
特别像软弱的。
Especially to the one that are weak.
我们把他们劝回来。
We bring them up.
让许多人信心被坚固起来。
So that people's faith can be brought up.
那这些呢是我们知道做先知讲道。
These are the ones who prophesy.
为着别人得益处。
So that other people can benefit.
为着教会能够被建造起来。
So that the church may get edified.
在第六节他说弟兄们。
14:6, but now brethren,
我到你们那里去。
If I come to you,
若只说方言不用启示。
I only speak in tongues and not prophesy.
或知识或预言或教训给你们讲解。
Or by revelations or knowledge or prophecy or teaching.
我与你们有什么益处呢？
I do not benefit you nothing.
所以他这边让我们能够知道说做先知讲道他的一些特别的点。
So here Paul tells us very specifically what does it mean to go prophesy.
他讲到说要用启示。
First, you have to prophesy.
保罗他叫我们求那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
And you ask for the spirits of knowledge and revelation.
叫我们能够真知道他。
So that we get to truly know him.
弟兄姐妹，我们来到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, when we come before the Lord.
虽然哥林多教会，我们刚刚知道说他们口才知识都是全备的。
Even though we know that the church in Corinth, they have all speech and all knowledge.
但是若是没有真的从圣灵来的启示。
But yet, if it does not come from the revelations from the Spirit.
很多时候一大堆的知识。
Then a lot of time, this knowledge.
可能就在我们头脑的里面。
Is basically just.What's in your brain?
有时候我们遇到一些所谓的大头脑的。
A lot of times we meet this wise man.
他讲什么他都讲得头头是道。
He would say whatever things and make a lot of sense out of it.
但是你里面就总觉得他好像对主并不是太认识。
But yet you could feel that, do you really know the Lord?
有一次我们到一个地方在很多年以前。
Many years ago, we went to this place.
那边大部分的弟兄姐妹呢他们是不识字的他们都是农民。
There are lots of brothers and sisters, they're farmers, so they can't read.
但是他们就说每一天晚上啊有机会的时候呢他们说就找一个能够认字的来给他们读圣经。
Every night, they would find one person who could actually read, and they would all gather, so they can listen to that one person read.
他们就聚在一起然后就听人家念圣经给他们听。
So they would gather so that they can listen to the Bible.
但是每一次聚会。
And every time that fellowship.
你就真的是非常的感动。
It's really, really touching.
因为他们的祷告。
Because through their prayers.
你知道他们真是认识神的。
You know that they know God.
好多时候我觉得说我讲的不怎么样。
A lot of times I thought that I'm not saying much.
但是呢他们的祷告啊比我讲的好太多了。
Through their prayers, they are so much better than whatever preaching I can give.
这么有好像有条理啊，但是呢，都是从启示来的认识。
Because their knowledge came from revelations from the Spirit.
他讲到启示。
Then talk about the revelation.
很多时候，你得着的启示是对于主的认识。
Sometimes we receive a revelation so that we get to know Him more.
所以做先知讲道。
So someone to prophesy.
那今天有些时候呢有人把它变成好像说预言未来就是说你这个人你遇到这件事你会遇到什么样的人。
Sometimes we interpret prophecies to fortune telling, telling you what will happen next.
那但是我们从这些经节14章里面所告诉我们的。
But in chapter 14, we get to know.
做先知讲道。
To prophesy means.
是为着教会的建造。
To build up the church through these actions.
是把我们从主领受的对他的认识。
To bring forth your understanding of the Lord.
你得着了一个启示。
Once you have this revelation in you.
你把它传讲出来。
You pass it out.
这是做先知讲道。
That's what a prophet does.
那做先知讲道还有呢他说有知识有预言还有教训。
Also, that prophet needs to pass on knowledge, prophecy, and teaching.
你得着了启示。
When you receive this revelation.
你把它传讲出来你说这是预言。
When you pass it on, you call that a prophecy.
但是有很多的启示。
But also there are other prophecies.
啊今天在你的里面。
That happens in you.
也许你过去圣灵启示你你有一个看见。
Maybe previously you receive a revelation through the Spirit in you.
啊今天这个启示呢对我们来讲它是一个知识。
Now that revelation has become a knowledge through you.
认识耶和华的知识。
A knowledge that now you know Christ a little bit more.
你把它传讲出来。
When you now go pass it on.
这是教训。
That's a teaching.
弟兄姐妹我们知道做先知讲道是何等的重要。
Brothers and sisters, it tells us how important it is to prophesy.
在神的家中我们也看见神兴起各样不同的器皿来。
We know that in God's house, He has now raised up a lot of vessels.
我就认识有一个姐妹。
I know a sister.
她大家都听信息。
When everyone hears preaching.
有些是很棒的信息，启示性的信息。
A lot of times those preachings are great.
很多人都觉得哇，这个信息太高了。
And these people will say that this message is too high above.
也有很多人觉得哎呀，这好像听不懂。
Or people will say that I just don't get it.
但是呢，那位姊妹呢，她就用她的话。然后呢很简单的让大家都能够明白的 他把那信息一讲，好像大家都说，哦，原来这个信息这么的宝贵，原来他讲的是这个内容。
That sister, her special gift is that whatever she hears, she can simplify it and break it down for other brothers and sisters so that they get to understand it through her simple words.
我们说他有教师的恩赐啊。
We call her, she has the gift of teaching.
所以在使徒行传里看见有先知有教师。
So in the book of Acts, we know that there are teachers, there are prophets.
那我们知道说这都是神赐给他的教会。
We know that all these gifts are from God to his church.
那也许我们会想到说哇做先知讲道那是一个很高的一件事情。
Maybe you would think that it would take quite a lot for someone to prophesize and help the church.
是一些很特殊的人那他们呢得着这样的恩赐。
It's gotta be only those special people that have this gift.
我们一起来读一下哥林多前书14章第31节。
But how about we read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 31.
因为你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道叫众人学道理叫众人得劝勉那这边告诉我们说你们都可以
Here it says for you can all prophesy one by one
一个一个的做先知讲道
one by one
弟兄姐妹只讲到我们每一位神的儿女
Brother and sister it tells us that as children of God
要更要羡慕的是做先知讲道
Especially that you may pursue prophecy.
因为我们一个一个都可以
Because we can all prophecy one by one.
我们说得着启示
So when we have a revelation
得着圣灵在我们里面的开启
When you receive this opening from the Holy Spirit
这是为着我们每一个神的儿女我们要到主的面前来祷告的
That's something we need to pray for every one of us.
今天你把圣经打开
Today when you open up your Bible,
你不是说第一个感觉就是哦这个太难了
And if your first feeling is that this is too hard for me,
啊我需要找哪些书来教导我
I need to go read that commentary or whatever, Google.
我要去问谁能够来告诉我这个意思是什么
Maybe I need to go talk to someone so that that someone can explain it to you.
是的那些帮助不是说不需要。
Yes, I tell you that sometimes those help are needed.
但是我们第一个是来到主的面前。
But I tell you that the first one you should go to is God.
一个一个都可以的。
Because it says you can all prophesy.
今天圣灵就住在我们的里面。
Because we have the Holy Spirit.
要带我们进入一切的真理。
The Holy Spirit wants to lead us into His truth.
神的话是要在我们的里面，要我们能够来明白的。
God's word is made.So that we can understand.
是要我们能够把它得做一个食物能够吃下去的。
So that we may eat it as spiritual food.
我们需要一个一个来到主的面前。
So that's why we need to come to him one by one.
求圣灵启示。
And ask the Spirit to reveal it to us.
好赐下赐人智慧和启示的灵。
So that we may receive the spirit of knowledge.
叫我们能够真知道他。
So that we get to know him truly.
我们带着一个渴慕的心来到主的面前
All you need to do is come with a heart of desire.
来到神话语的面前
When you come before his word.
这段圣经也许你读过了多少次了
Maybe this is a verse that you have read countless times.
弟兄姐妹我们还是要带着一个渴慕的心
But brother and sister, still read it with a heart of desire.
求圣灵开我们的眼睛
Ask the spirit to open our eyes.
每一位我们都从主那里能够来得着来领受的
So let us one by one receive this gift.
一个一个都可以。
Because we can all do it one by one.
然后有许多累积在我们里面的。
And we have all gathered so much.
从启示来的。
Through our own revelation.
圣灵在我们里面，他一直在我们里面来做积蓄的工作。
So the Spirit can continue to work on each one of us.
为神的家，你要得粮食。
For His church, you need to eat.
积蓄粮食
to continue receiving this food.
就发现神的家是何等的丰富
And then you'll see how filling we are.
当我们一同聚在一起
When we come together.
我感谢主我们每个礼拜基本上都有这个读经交通聚会
Thanks to the Lord. Every week we have a Bible study. 所以
这是一个读经聚会
It's a place for us to read the Bible.
但是也是一个交通聚会
It is also a place for us to fellowship.
那每一位呢把我们所领受的我们分享出来
Each one of us come and brought our own revelation.
在美国我们都很喜欢叫做 potluck 就是大家吃饭的时候每一家带一道菜来。
In the United States, we love potluck. Everyone brings something.
然后这个菜就非常非常的丰富。
And when everyone brings something, it's a full table of food.
弟兄姐妹，当我们说一同来读经交通。
Brothers and sisters, so when we say let's come Bible study,
我们每一位把你所预备好的。
You need to bring forth what you got.
从主领受的。
The food that you have received from God.
来，我们来分享。
Come and share with your brothers and sisters.
一个一个的做先知讲道。
So that you can all prophesy one by one.
我们相信说他这边告诉我们你们都可以。
He says you can.
那就是都可以。
That means you can.
我们读经我们都可以明白。
When we read the Bible, we are made to understand.
我们都可以得着。
We are made to receive.
我们也都可以做先知讲道。
So that we can all
叫众人学道理
so that all may learn,
叫众人得劝勉
and all may be exhorted.
啊，这是今天主让我们能够认识的
This is what God has taught us.
那我们一同来追求
So let us all pursue.
我们感谢主
Thanks to the Lord.
这一节经节14章第一节
Verse, chapter 14, verse 1.
我们再把它一起来读一次哈
Let's read it together once more.
第十四章第一节。十四章第一节。
我喜欢。
十四章第一节还没有翻到最前面一个 slide。好我们一起来读。你们要追求爱也要羡慕属灵的恩赐。其中更要羡慕的是做先知讲道。如何追求爱呢
?How do you pursue love again?
第一个要相信神爱我们。
First, you have to know that God loves you first.
我们来到他的面前让他的爱充满在我们的里面。
And all you gotta do is just come before him so that you may be filled in his love.
不是我们爱神是神爱我们。
Remember, not that you love God, but how he first loved you.
第一个让他的爱充满。
Be filled by his love.
全身的爱浇灌在我们的里面。
Be filled by his overcoming love.
然后我们要有回流的爱。
Then you get to love him back now.
感谢赞美献给我们的主。
Thank him and praise him.
让他最喜悦的是你向他说主耶稣我爱你。
What pleases God the most is when you tell him that you love him.
用全心来爱我们的主。
Love him with all your heart.
要追求爱。
Pursue love.
要让这个爱能够流露出来。
So that you can now pass on this love.
神的爱是给的爱。
God is a love, this is the love of giving.
今天这个爱在我们里面。
And now you have this love.
你就发现说如果你不给
you see that if you stop giving,
这个爱是被我们限制住了
and you are bounding this love.
神的爱是给的爱
Here that this is the love of giving.
他爱我们给他独生的爱子
He loves us so that he gave us his son.
主爱我们给了他的性命
He loves us so that he gave us his life.
今天这个爱在我们里面
Now you have this love.
使我们能够彼此相爱
So that now you can giveAnd love one another.
他告诉我们要切慕属灵的恩赐。
Then he says, desire spiritual gifts.
那特别着重在要切慕属灵。
Especially to desire for the spirit.
把圣灵在我们的身上来改变我们。
So that we may be transformed through the spirit.
我们是接那锻炼的火。
Then we take on this fire of trial.
这个爱是全色的爱。
And this overcoming.Forgiving love.
要胜过我们天然老旧所有一切不属于他的。
A love that can overcome all the things that don't belong to him.
弟兄姐妹叫我们从肉体当中得着释放。
Brothers and sisters, so that we are no longer just bound by our flesh.
我们的锁链脱落我们的心苏醒。
That our chains fell off, our heart set free.
我们能够欢然跳跃随主而前往。
Now we can run and jump to our Lord.
第三要羡慕做先知讲道
Thirdly, especially that you may prophesy.
我们一个一个都可以
Know that one by one we all can.
我们可以从主那里得着圣灵的启示
We can all receive the revelation from the Holy Spirit.
我们都可以来认识我们的主
We can all learn and know our Lord.
认识他的心意
Learn his will.
认识他的话语
Learn his words.
然后我们一个一个能够来劝勉
One by one we get to encourage and exhort one another.
造就
Edify.
感谢主，我们一起再来唱233首。
Thanks the Lord. Let's sing songs 233.
耶稣你的全胜的爱。
Victorious love of Christ.
我们站起来从第一节唱到第五节。
From the beginning to the end.